Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to Total Information AM with Tom Ackerman. I'm Megan Lynch, and we have Kat Neville back in studio with us. She's the Explore St. Louis Vice President of Communication. She is back from a work trip in Charleston. So tell us a little bit about what you were doing there.
Eating and drinking and
Sounds
exploring. And talking up St. Louis, of course. I was there with Travel South, which is a consortium of southern states. And before you ask, I will go ahead and tell you the reason why Missouri is included. It actually became part of Travel South when we became part of the SEC.
Yes.
And so that was actually a question that I had, because Missouri really straddles southern, Midwestern. We have so many different kind of cultural influences. So anyway, we're part of Travel South, and this year their global summit was held in Charleston. Last year it was in New Orleans, and this really does bring together international travel writers, hundreds of them, from literally all over the globe, Brazil, the UK, Canada, Spain, all over the place, and they're interested in telling the story of the United States. And so So I was there, and like the first day is a regular conference experience where you learn best practices and all that kind of stuff, which I love because I'm a nerd. But then the second day is back-to-back speed dating style, you know, like 12 minutes per person sessions, where you get a minute to find out what do you like to cover, what are you interested in, and then you kind of tailor the story of St. Louis to that person and what their reporting is. And one of the things that, you know, we lean into the UK, Germany, because we have the direct flight from Frankfurt, and also we have so much German heritage here. There's a lot of German sister cities, and so we have lots of folks from Germany, and then obviously Canada. So we already have a direct flight from St. Louis to Toronto, but on May 2nd, we have a new Air Canada flight from Toronto that is going to be launching. So we will have a direct flight St. Louis to Toronto on Air Canada. And so when I talked to the Canadian journalists, I'm like, did you know? And they were like, we didn't know. And so I was like, well, so it gave me the opportunity to not just say, you know, St. Louis is a great place for people from Canada. Even if you have to take a connecting flight through Detroit or something like that, it's a relatively quick travel time. But having that direct flight means that, you know, folks can just be like, let's go to St. Louis for the weekend. Like, let's come over the summer and go to a Cards game, or, see something that's going on. And so that's really the beauty of these opportunities, because really it's that in-person connection of talking to someone one-on-one, you know, and then if you can get someone here to St. Louis to show them this city, connect them with this city this weekend. I'm actually showing a group of Spaniards around. That is really how we get the story of St. Louis to radiate from that inside out, which is the way to really move the needle.
Couldn't have a better tour guide than you, that's for sure.
You're sweet.
What is the Explorer Series? Refresh my memory on that. The St. Louis Civic Pride Foundation has the Explorer Series, and there's a fresh new group of events coming.
Yeah, so the Civic Pride Foundation is an extension of Explore St. Louis, and it's our way of really engaging the community in that idea of civic pride, again, of like radiating from the inside out what an amazing region we live in. So we have this Explorer series of events. They are free, open to the public. You just have to register. And we it's like 4 to 6 times a year, and we go to different places around town and get you behind the scenes. You get to meet the people who are part of it. Our first one this year was in Grand Center. Everyone got to meet and hear from Chris Hansen, who's the executive director Good morning, Kranzberg Arts Foundation, and then also meet with Kababi Bayak, who is a extremely well-known and beloved muralist here in St. Louis. Our upcoming event is going to be at the Muni. It is next Thursday, the 25th, and you can still go on ExploreSt.Louis.com and register, and you're going to get like behind the scenes. I think we're going to be able to get on stage. I mean, it's really cool. The one after that is going to be at Magic Mini Golf on Thursday, June 27th. And that, obviously, if you haven't been to Magic Mini Golf yet, it's a brand new, really fun mini golf place on Del Mar from our buddy Joe Edwards. So it really is just different ways of connecting with the stuff that makes St. Louis cool. And so, yes, free, open to the public. Please join us.
Let's talk about some of the other cool things, your 5 things for this weekend.
Yes. Okay. Parties on the Plaza. Westport Plaza, it's back, better than ever. And if you aren't aware, the Rawlings Experience just launched. And so a lot of folks from St. Louis don't even know that Rawlings headquarters is in St. Louis. Now they've relocated to Westport, and there is a tourism experience for locals and visitors alike. So definitely, it's April through October. The first event is on April 18, Parties on the Plaza with Platinum Rock Legends. So if you're into 80s hair bands, this is for you. The Kid at the Edge of Everything is happening at Coca, and this is like a human girl, age 12. It's an interstellar, you know, like crashing together of lives along with The Kid at the Edge of Everything. So this is going to be cool with professional adult actors and then also some of the Coca students. The Battle Hawks, they're back April 20th. And so that's also another great thing that has come back to St. Louis. And also, it is record-breaking. The home opener was last week or 2 weeks. I was out of town.
2 weeks ago.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I was in Charleston. And over 40,000 people came. It was awesome.
Awesome. So, that's an 11:30 kickoff, by the way, Saturday.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Tom.
Yeah,
sports,
early one.
Sports guy.
Yep.
I love it. St. Louis Earth Day Festival, April 20th and 21st. This is an annual celebration in Forest Park of how we can be kind to Mother Earth. Please go and support. And then the Bubbles and Blooms afternoon tea at the Ritz. So if you want to drink champagne and eat little pastries and feel fancy, this is very, very fun brunch. And it's happening kind of at various times throughout the year. But it's the Ritz is just a beautiful treasure in Clayton. So this is a great time to go out with your gal pals and get your champagne on.
Always something going on in St. Louis. 5 things to do in St. Louis this weekend. The Explorer Series, the international flights coming in. You are busy.
Yeah, that's one way to put it.
You can check her out and everything St. Louis at ExploreSt.Louis.com. Kat Neville, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.